Of course, it's time now for the sunny side of sports with Sunny Young. Happy Friday, Sunny.
Happy Friday to you, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand you're kicking off today with English Premier League football.
Kim, when I visited Nigeria in October, I asked Ferdinand Nwachukwu, station manager at VOA partner Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM in Abuja. Ferdinand, here in the Abuja area, could you tell me the three most popular English Premier League football clubs? Well, Ferdinand smiled and then answered, "It's the Blues of Chelsea and everybody else." Well, I know the Blues have supporters not just in Nigeria's political capital, but all across Africa. And they'll be back on the pitch Saturday in London, where they host the Tigers of Hull City at Stamford Bridge. Everything points to a victory for top-of-the-table Chelsea. The Tigers are near the bottom of the EPL standings, and they trail the first-place Blues by 23 points. Chelsea is also unbeaten in their last 10 matches with Hull City in all competitions. Chelsea is coming off a 3-1 victory Wednesday over Sporting Club of Portugal at Stamford Bridge in a UEFA Champions League match. Chelsea's third goal came from this Nigerian star, who is one of the international football players trying to raise awareness about the deadly Ebola crisis.
Cook all meat and animal products thoroughly before consumption. My name is John Obi Mikel. Together we can beat Ebola.
I'm sure Chelsea's John Obi Mikel wants to beat Hull City on Saturday at Stamford Bridge. Chelsea is one of three Premier League clubs through to the last 16 of the UEFA Champions League, Europe's top club competition. The two others are Arsenal and Manchester City. Man City, which is in second place in the EPL standings, 3 points behind Chelsea, will visit Leicester City on Saturday, while the Gunners of Arsenal are at home against the Magpies, of Newcastle. Arsenal and Newcastle are currently tied for sixth place in the Premier League, with the club's level on 23 points from 15 matches. That puts them 13 points behind front-running Chelsea. Just ahead on the sunny side of sports, VOA's Downtown Brown will have our English Premier League football question of the week.
Hey, this is VOA's Downtown Brown, and I'm back again with Question of the Week. The question was, do you think Double D or Didier Drogba...
Hi, Didier Drogba, striker from Ivory Coast.
...will be a shocking force for Chelsea's second half of the season. We had a lot of mixture of comments. A lot of people had negative reviews about him, and some people had positive reviews about him. One positive review was Kenya Sunday from Lagos, Nigeria, said, "He is capable of doing it in his recent form, which is astonishing, and he has the ability to do it using the experience he had in the first era of his soccer career. He is still to be called upon on when things get worse for Chelsea." Asuga from Nigeria said, "Nah, I don't think so. He remains a backup for Costa and Remy. He's had a great first half of the season, though."
Hello, this is Magnus Chisholm calling from Imo State in Nigeria. I love listening to the sunny side of sports. It's always a daily delight of listening to the sunny side of sports.
And Magnus Chisholm from Nigeria said, "The legendary Drogba is truly a galvanizing force in Chelsea's ambition. Experience counts in his journey to finish in the top, which I think Drogba has an edge." Soccer news. Nemanja Vidic might come back to his old team, Manchester United. Aaron Robin is set to make a $24 million bid to play with Manchester United. Arsenal might have a big signing coming January, Edison Cavani, a Uruguayan striker. Liverpool is having some trouble re-signing Raheem Sterling. Man City is trying to replace Yaya Toure with Paul Pogba, who plays as a midfielder for Juventus. So Man City is planning to offering the king of soccer right now, $200 million in a bid which will outbid Arsenal, Man U, and Chelsea. Let's see if that happens. Soccer injuries. players who are returning this week, Angel Di Maria, Rafael, Mario Berrettoli, and Vincent Kompany. And those are soccer injuries and soccer stories. Check us out on Facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Soccer matches, Man U versus Liverpool, Man City versus Leicester City, Arsenal versus Newcastle, Swansea versus Tottenham, and check our local listings for the time. In the studio, we have Tef Tef. So the question of the week was about Double D on his first half of the season. Do you think he can carry the momentum of doing the exact same what he did in the first half in the second half?
First of all, let's look at him as a substitute, unless Costa is injured. I think he can because he is 36, but you don't, when you're as good as Drogba is, 36, as a sub only playing 20 minutes, he can still perform. He could have easily come to the MLS and, you know, been a star here, but he can perform as a sub at least in the Premier League. And he's even played full matches, so.
So Chelsea's playing Hull City. Do you think he'll score another goal?
I wouldn't say he will score another goal because, you know, Costa might be available and he'll usually start over him. But I do think that Drogba has the chance to, you know, again, if Chelsea are held, because it's not the first time if Chelsea were to not score a lot of goals in a game. Like, he rescued Chelsea against Shrewsbury, which is a lower league team, and in the Capital One Cup. And I wonder, had they tied that game, how much effect it would have had on their morale. But Drogba scored a late winner, and, you know, it's as if nothing had happened. So I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, Chelsea can't break the deadlock against Hull and that he comes on later on to do something magical, as he always does.
Hey, Tef, thanks for your time. Great having you, man.
Sure. Thank you.
VOA! On VOA's Downtown Brown, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
The Voice of America's Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma, joins us now with a package of sports news. And Mark begins with a victory by a Kenyan athlete in Australia.
In athletics, Kenyan Veronica Wanjiru triumphed in the women's 10,000 meters at the Zatope Classic in Melbourne, Australia on Thursday. Eritrea's Samson Gebreyohannes was third in the men's race. Elsewhere, athletes from Eritrea, Ethiopia, Rwanda, Sudan, Tanzania, Uganda, and Kenya contest the Safaricom Kisumu City Marathon in Western Kenya on Sunday. In rugby, South Africa tackled the United States of America as Kenya encounter Wales in Group A at the start of the third leg of the IRB Sevens series in Nelson Mandela Bay here in South Africa tomorrow Saturday, while Zimbabwe make their first appearance in the series this year when they challenge Argentina, Australia and Portugal in Group B. Turning to football, Algeria's Orange Africa Champions League title holders intensity tackle New Zealand's Auckland City before Mexico's Cruz Azul play Australia's West Sydney Wanderers in the quarterfinals at the FIFA Club World Cup in Rabat, Morocco tomorrow Saturday. In Equatorial Guinea, Republic of Congo play Chad at the Central Africa Economic and Monetary Community CEMAC Cup final in Bata tomorrow Saturday. Prior to the finals, Equatorial Guinea engaged Cameroon in the bronze medal playoff. The competition has been used to test run Equatorial Guinea's preparations to stage the 2015 Orange Africa Cup of Nations starting next month. Finally, hosts Nigeria engage Ghana, then Ivory Coast plays Switzerland at the start of a Four Nations Beach Soccer Tournament in Lagos today, Friday. Tomorrow, Saturday, Nigeria play Ivory Coast as Ghana engage Switzerland, while on Sunday, Nigeria encounter Switzerland before Ghana play Ivory Coast. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa, wishing you all a fabulous weekend.
Because this is Africa, Tamina. This time for Africa.
I'm very, 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 very excited.
Because this is Africa. This time for Africa.
They're playing back.
In National Basketball Association action Thursday night,
The Oklahoma City Thunder storm past the Cleveland Cavaliers 103-94 to snap Cleveland's eight-game winning streak. The Cavs played without superstar LeBron James, who sat out with a sore left knee. Cleveland's head coach David Blatt says LeBron felt some soreness in the back of the knee, and they decided to hold him out as a precautionary measure. Russell Westbrook led the Thunder Thursday night with 26 points, 8 assists, and 7 rebounds. And teammate Kevin Durant, the NBA's reigning most valuable player, chipped in with 19 points, 6 rebounds, and 5 assists. Durant recently returned to the court after being sidelined with a broken right foot. It was the fourth win in a row for Oklahoma City, and coincidentally, that winning streak has come since Durant has returned to action. In Thursday night's only other NBA game, the Houston Rockets beat the host Sacramento Kings 113-109 in overtime. All-star guard James Harden scored a season-high 44 points, including 10 in the extra period. Two of the NBA's top centers did not play in the game. The Rockets played their 11th straight game without Dwight Howard, who has been sidelined with a strained right knee. And the Kings were without DeMarcus Cousins, who's missed the last eight games with viral meningitis. The NBA's longest current winning streaks currently belong to California-based clubs. The Golden State Warriors have won 14 games in a row, while the Los Angeles Clippers have won 9 games in a row. The Clippers will try to make it 10 in a row later Friday night when they play my favorite club, the Washington Wizards, just a few blocks from our VOA headquarters here in Washington. Go Wizards!